I don't know if you've noticed, but those in positions of authority or seeking positions of authority have changed the conversation from legality to morality. The question no longer is what is legal, but rather what is moral. And this is a good thing. The problem, however, is that some talk about racism while disparaging a whole group of people at the same time. Others talk about the dangers of climate change while they fly all over the world in their private jets. When it comes to these people, the problem is that their words do not match their actions. And when your words and deeds do not match, no matter what position you hold, people will not be inclined to follow you. Positional authority is good, but people will follow you because of your moral authority. And there's no greater example of moral authority than Jesus, who once said, "Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set an example that you should do as I have done." Moral authority is the credibility that is gained when a person's words and actions consistently match. It is the relationship between what you expect from others and what you expect from yourself. We all have been given or will be given a position of authority, whether as a business or politician, as a worker or volunteer, as a parent or older sibling. But positional authority can only get you so far. It's the moral authority built over time that causes people to want to follow you.